Beginn können darf man sich das geht und darf das war beginnen mal beginnen das macht beginnen das die gemacht wie wieder nasse be khulu kawaza hoza gebelaza hey the messa and where he dies so I mean the middle came be khulu then we say miss lakai pierce this explains number hey the maze nice thing commission miss macabo where the one was giving it died before the one receiving it oh that's where we said it meaning cuz of a divish chimra in contrast that's the halakha miss lakam do a mess but a divish chimra can be sum damu. That's like it's given already. I feel a mesma kabbarisha. That will be even if the one who's receiving died first, which then you wouldn't say it's a kamdim mes. You'll still say dibesh chimera, conventionally, like we said previously on David Dalman Beis de Maschalha. Next to the mas, the beginning of the gemara, the kamish made the nasi. Or maybe it's not his name Rishon Nasi. Rather, he said the name of nasi. Why are we having such a question? When do we ever say that someone's name is not him? So Taz explains official mitzvah shayin nasi. We never find you as a Rabbi Shimon HaNasi. So Kabayi, so the Gemara is asking that maybe Shema Chisat HaMidvarim, maybe the word's missing from the words of the Tana. But the Lashon is should have said, I'm Rabbi Shimon HaNasi Aimer. Well, Pashim Rabbi Yisrael, the Gemara tries to resolve Rabbi Yisrael, but the Gemara rejects, no, I don't think Kabayi, you can still ask HaNasi Aimer. Or the Kabayi Shemid HaNasi. Why? Even though it's an Amori that's usually more specific, because the Shema listened to the Braisa, not Rabbi Yisrael. Maybe Yisrael was using the terminology of the words of the Braisa. And it would seem that and we find that the Tanya says like this type of wording, but we'll come to it some days. Where you see that you're saying a statement of a Tana, and therefore that it's not so difficult to say that that's maybe what the words of the Amor of Yosef was saying. So it's not definitive to say that it was Reb Shimon HaNasi. So turn to you. The first parak in Gittin parak Hamevi Kama, and then we begin Hamevi Tinyana, the second Hamevi, which tells quotes the words of the Mishnah. If he says in front of me was written all of it, in front of me was signed half of it. So this is one of the cases that's possible. Now the Gemara Mashm, the Gemara sounds like the Gersin Bereisha that the Gersin in the beginning of the Mishnah is Bafane Nechtam Kulai, that in front of me was signed all of it. And b'fani nechtav chetzeh, in front of me was signed half of it. And then, b'fani nechtav chetzeh, b'fani nechtam, meaning in this case, b'fani nechtav kul, b'fani nechtav chetzeh. So he says, it's a wonder. Well, because what's the question? Ma'adam, according to the one who says, Shigmar Burn, beginning of the Masechta, l'fisheinim tzul mekaimai, that the reason why we say b'fani nechtav is because we don't have witnesses that are around from the Sanitaritz Yisrael. But Kim, the Tana, once you already told me the case of b'fani nechtav chetzeh, b'nechtam kul, that's going to be possible, which you have all the chesima. So, Koshkin b'fani necht mechetzi, for sure the case of b'fani necht mechetzi, which, like Tzai says, from the Gemara, it sounds like that this is already prior case of b'fani necht mekule. So, why would we say a subsequent case that it's for sure going to be possible? But I mean, the Reed says it's no, it was necessary. Why? Because the Sagi doesn't mean you would have thought to say, this kasha actually should be valid. Because the chasha tfei miksab seif of eid. It's actually more than the case of when you have the writing of the scribe and the witness. The Iker Shnei'id M'chasumin, we have two witnesses that are signed. Al-Dalek Akiyim. It's just you don't have the verification. Elek Siva, only on the writing. M'chasim is Eirechad, and on the signing of one witness. Ah, v'odef m'befani nechtim kula b'nechav chetzi. That's better than in front of me was signed the whole thing, and in front of me was written only half. Because the Be'in and Shiyad al-Iker Ksiva, because he has to testify regarding the primary writing. Because I mean, Rish Mechum, like we say in the beginning of the Masech, and Dav Gimel Menal, Aslachud b'kim shtaris da'alma. That might confuse it with regular generic kim shtaris that if you're only going to say on the chasima, so that a flaw is in your whole b'fani nechtav. Here, it's not a flaw, it's you have two chasimas. Okay, we're saying that if you didn't verify, that's what's going to be possible. But in a way, it's better, and then that's a later case. Next test must begin with the Gemara. That no, it's either one or the other. Either it's all I kula b'kima get b'chulu. Either it's all with just the validating the document, or all takanzachem b'fani nech. You can't mix it up. Today's explained l'fima the boy lemeim perikam. This we wanted to say in the first paragraph that from Rav Gaber Rav Chizda by Rav Chizda's teaching the matzah makes some addition that obviously the k'savul l'fisha mikindushma. So based on that principle that it goes with the halach of the Shema, so it says, Iklamim, what you could say is, the halacha ari b'shnayim id machasim is achen nas l'shma. Must be that, what do you mean, what's aikul b'kim aget? Kim aget doesn't help, and this is Rav Chizda's teaching. So, what does it help? Kul b'kim aget, so it says, it means to validate it with l'shma, that you have two witnesses, or you have all p'tagat z'chom, this one shliach doing it, but it's not because of the concept of kim of what is generally used in the context of validating the chasimus. Next test must begin with the Gemara. Kanzikam. So, or the other option is all with the Kanzikam. Which Tosfos says, Ksavar, he holds, delay daikashlich kol kach. Why would there be, but why can't you mix and match? Why should it be worse if you have Edom on something, which even himself would be valid? No, because he holds delay daikashlich kol kach. The whole point of why we let Bafani Nech to have one person is because he's going to be precise. No, he's not going to be so medactive so much. Kishen kol Edom is going to the other when the whole testimony is not on him, because it's like, no, the other half, the other witness is two witnesses. Whereas with Rabbi Sava, he also become a medactive Shabbat. No, he is going to be medactive Shabbat, therefore he disagrees with this interpretation of Chazal. Next test must begin with the Gemara, which belongs to Namad Beis, that the question is, how could Rabbi say such a pshat? If he would say the whole thing himself would be kasha now, because he has, as Tosfos brings, Mashapish Bakunjas, Rashi explains, the Lavavam. So therefore the question of Rabbi, what is that? What, how? So how can you say that, this is Rashi's question, that, well, because there's another guy with him, it's going to be possible? Now, Rashi brings Shapesh, but Mashapish Bakunjas, Rashi explains the Lavavam, according to Rabbi. Because what does it mean if he finished himself? Because if he himself said, I know, which is the case when he's doing it together with another person, saying, we know the signature, if a guy doesn't even say Bafani Nachtam, he just says Yadati, that would be enough. And then, but that's the Tmiya on Rava. So he says, Tame, it's a wonder. So then, how did Rava entertain to save Zembalkishim Zayach when someone else is going to help him? Kim Dolei Chash Lechlufe. Since there's no concern about confusing, kosher, since you're saying that when there's no one else with him, it's going to be kosher, lefisha made gamal ksiva, because there's no concern about chlufay, because he's testifying also on the writing. So it's not just like Rabashi asking, it says, how could Rabbi ever entertain such a thing that should be possible? For sure, when there's someone else with him, why should it be worse? Therefore, it says, Tosfos, he disagrees with Rashi. Like he said previously, on the Gimel Manav de Maschel Atum, the Dati Bechad, when one guy says, I know, Loiman, it's actually not effective. Avagav de Meral Ksiv, even though he's testifying on the writing. Ah, Vashtasi Shaper. Okay, now it makes sense. The Bayi Rabba Livsol, that Rabba wanted to say it's possible, Huva Achim Eden, that when him and someone else testify, Shemakim Chasim Sashani, that they recognize the second person's signatures, Shemachlufe. Because it will come to be confusing, Kim Shtar Zama, Kamesh Apostle, just like it's invalid, Kilek Echad Badi, when there's no one else with him. And therefore, that's why he wanted to say, because one person's Yadati is not affected, right? When no one else is with him, then it actually is possible. So another person with him, but then it's going to be confusing, Kim Shtar Zama, if we're letting it with him and someone else, because it's not a din, like it's not like a funny Nechem type of thing. Ravashi Baruch and Ravashi asked on Rabbah, no. Is there such a thing that what? If we finish this whole statement, you're right. Not Yadati the Berashi. Now there's someone else with him. And they recognize, they testify, they recognize the second signature. Not me in La Posle. It should also not invalidate. Because you can't say that a testimony of two witnesses should be worse. If you would say in but that's Rabashi's question. At least, according to Tosfos, Rabba makes more sense.